Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
Dow and S&P 500 extended declines into a fifth straight session. Stocks hitting their session lows in the closing hour of trading ahead of the conclusion of the Federal Reserve's latest monetary policy meeting. Dow lost 152 points or 0.5% to 30,365. That's the lowest settlement since the 1st of February 2021. Index had climbed as much as 170 points earlier in the session and also dropped as much as 370 points. FedEx Corp, however, rallied 14.4%. leading the Dow Transports Index over 2% higher. That was after the economic bellwether announced that it would raise its quarterly dividend by more than 50% and add three new directors to its board. Broader S&P 500 eased 0.4% to 3,735, lowest settlement since the 29th of January 2021, a day after entering official bear market territory. S&P 500 has dropped 10.2% over the past five trading days. That's the worst percentage decline over that time span since March 2020, when the US was first confronting the coronavirus pandemic. Broader index now sits about 22.1% below its 3rd of January record closing high. Utilities down 2.6%, led 9 of the 11 primary sectors lower. Information technology and energy with modest gains, the only two primary sectors to advance. NASDAQ edge 0.2% higher. Oracle Corp rallying 10.4%. That was after the Silicon Valley giant posted a better-than-expected fiscal fourth-quarter result after the closing bell of the previous session. Small-cap Russell 2000 index down 0.4% overnight. On the US economic data front, the producer price index rose 0.8% in May, in line with economists' forecasts. Higher gasoline prices, up 8.4% for the month and up 66% in the past year, accounted for the lion's share of wholesale inflation in May. The increase in wholesale prices over the past 12 months dipped to 10.8% in May from 10.9% in April. Just a year and a half ago, prices were rising at a less than 2% pace. The core PPI measure, excluding food and energy prices, up 0.5% in May, similarly in line with economists' forecasts. Core rate of wholesale prices up 6.8% in the past year. Elsewhere, the National Federation of Independent Business Optimism Index slipped to 93.1 in May from 93.2 in April, broadly in line with economists' forecasts and the lowest level since April 2020. European bourses retreated, retail sector down 2%, leading the Pan-European Stoxx 600 Index 1.3% lower. That index unwinding an opening rally of approximately 1%. Banking sector added 1.3%. Germany's DAX down 0.9%, France's CAC with a 1.2% loss. On the economic data front in Europe, a final reading of German inflation accelerated to a five-decade high of 7.9% in May. London's FTSE eased 0.25%, despite a solid rebound for the major banks. HSBC Group up 3.5%, Lloyds Banking Group 1.3% higher, and Standard Chartered also up 3.5%. On the UK economic data front, unemployment rate ticked to 3.8% in April from 3.7% in the 3 months to March, and that was against expectations for a decline to 3.6%. Number of people on payrolls rose by 90,000 in May to a fresh record high of 29.6 million. Number of job vacancies in March to May hit a new record high of 1.3 million. Base metals continued to move lower across the complex on the London Metal Exchange. Copper losing 0.7% to be trading just shy of $4.19 a pound. Looking ahead to today, China's National Bureau of Statistics releases the latest activity data for May, including industrial production, retail sales and fixed asset investment. Also, China's unemployment rate for May among the releases. Benchmark spot iron ore fell $2.40 or 1.8% to $134.20 a metric tonne. Gold futures shed $18.30 or 1% to $1,813.50 an ounce. Lowest close for the LA metal since the 13th of May. Bitcoin down almost 2% at around $21,565. All prices surrendered early gains to settle lower. WTI down $2 or 1.7% to $118.93 a barrel. Did trade as high as $123.68 earlier in the session. Brent down $1.10 or 0.9% to $121.17 a barrel. Quite a bit of news out for crude markets overnight. Iran saying that it believes that negotiations can succeed to revive the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. That was according to a report in the Times of Israel. A revival of that deal would obviously lead to more oil from Iran on the global market. Elsewhere, the US announced an extension of a waiver that enables US banks and financial institutions to process transactions involving Russian energy two other countries. US Energy Department also announcing contract awards related to the Strategic Petroleum Reserve overnight, as well as a fourth emergency sale of crude and oil from that reserve. OPEC releasing its latest monthly oil report overnight left its forecast for 2022 growth in oil demand broadly unchanged at 3.4 million barrels per day. In broader energy markets, July natural gas futures declined 16.5% to their lowest settlement since the 9th of May. That was after a delay in repairs at Freeport LNG developments damaged US LNG terminal. It was expected to lead to higher inventories. US Treasury yields climbed to multi-year highs across the curve ahead of the conclusion of the Fed's latest monetary policy meeting. Spread between the 2 and 10-year yields briefly inverting during the session. US 10-year Treasury yields up 11.1 basis points to 3.48%, highest yield for the benchmark maturity since the 14th of April 2011. 2-year note yield climbing 16 basis points to 3.435%, highest yield for the short dated maturity since the 14th of November 2007. Federal Reserve kicked off their latest two-day monetary policy meeting overnight, announced their decision tomorrow morning at about 4 a.m. Our time. Fed will also release new economic and interest rate forecasts, while Central Bank Chair Jerome Powell will also host a press conference. Expectations for a 75 basis point hike from the Fed, which would be the biggest since 1994, jumped to 89% following last Friday's hot May inflation report. That's according to the CME's FedWatch tool. Expectations for a 50 basis point hike tomorrow morning have subsequently receded to about 11% from a surefire bet a week ago. Hosts of major banks have moved the price in a 75 basis point hike, including Goldman's, JP Morgan and Barclays. Aussie dollar weaker, buying about 68.7 US cents. Australian 10-year government bond yields jumped as much as 34 basis points to 4.02% yesterday, climbing above 4% for the first time in 8 years. Swaps are pricing in a 50 basis point interest rate hike at the RBA's July monetary policy meeting. Westpac Consumer Confidence Index for June headlines today's Australian economic calendar.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.